Hey there, Patriots. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. We are going to talk about how we know that some major things must be happening. The top 10 reasons you know this is big time. We're hitting a big awakening moment at this time. So we're going to talk about that. Actually talk about what did President Trump say about Elon Musk. You might have missed that. And I'm also going to show you this wonderful passage in Zephaniah that will just give, it will thrill you to know that this is biblical. We're going to enter into such beautiful days. It's just going to make you so happy. So I'll be right back after the break.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Brody on TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me. And I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Brody on TV and check them out. That's where we need to grow in this parallel economy.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Hey, Patriots, let's get going. If you're new to our channel, don't forget to go check out freedomforce.live. I had a special present for the battalion today, a series on the truth about Israel. And so I want to make sure that you are aware of that so you can check it out. Let me see if I can, here it is, right here on, it's on Rumble and on BitChute. And so check it out because this is wonderful truth that we have, it's been hidden from us. And so this is the Great Awakening and that we are all doing our independent research, and we're all finding different pieces of the puzzle. This is a really great piece. you're really gonna enjoy it. All right, so definitely go to freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E, L-I-V-E, and you'll see actually over 800 videos now. All right, so let's get started. First of all, okay, this is one of the reasons we know something big is happening. They banned, Google banned the letter that we are sending to the Supreme Court. We've talked about this before. Those of you who are new, you might not be familiar with the Brunson case. Just search Brunson on my social media, B-R-U-N-S-O-N. These wonderful gentlemen are have a case pending in the Supreme Court to be heard on the 6th of January about the congressman broke their oath of office, and this was a security breach for our country. And so, you know, we are all sending letters to the Supreme Court as well as copies to the Brunson brothers and saying that, you know, we expect this to be heard. We are, this is our right, our First Amendment right to make, to protest, to have a grievance heard. And this was not done. It was not heard, and we expect to be heard. This is our right. And so, yeah, it's not really about, about the election integrity and removing Biden. It's about they should have heard our grievance instead of calling us insurrectionists. Anyway, so but the funny thing is Google took this letter off of the site. You can't access it that way. Isn't that crazy? I mean, okay, just imagine these elite, the big muckety mucks, if they're unhappy, if the little peons want to make a little letter, go ahead, send your little letter. Go ahead, send your little letter, and you can do that. Why would they need to delete it? Unless they realize that this was, that we're onto something, that this is a big deal. This is a big deal that we, you know, who knows? I don't know what's going to happen, you guys. I'm just saying, send out the letter. So how do you do that? Go to my my Telegram, all the social media, and you can find it on freedomforce.live and share it with your family and friends and say, everyone send this letter. Send one to the Brunson brothers, one to the Supreme Court. And it's got the address here and all that. So you'll, if you just go to Freedom Force Battalion on the Telegram, it's post 32,659. Can you believe I've posted that much over this time? Anyway, so yeah, definitely go and everyone do it. Everyone do it. If they are taking it off of Google, that tells me we need to send it. Whenever there's something they don't want me to do or don't want me to see, that's exactly what I'm bound and determined to do. All right, here's the copy of the letter right here. And like I said, I have it accessible. And actually, one of my wonderful patriots found it. And then later on, I'm the worst on closing tabs. I have tabs on my screen. And so I ended up having that tab and I saved it before I closed the tab. So anyway, I have the instructions. But basically, just send this letter to both of these and that, like you just saw. Now, and we'll see what happens on January 6th. I just feel that we've got a lot of big things happening, and it's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. I'm waiting for any day now for them to come along and say, you know, the storm is upon us, because these people are freaking out. Mr. Renz, the attorney Renz, was saying yesterday that, you know, he's in these lawsuits and they are literally panicking. Especially the Pfizer ones, they're panicking because they realize that there have been so many deaths that have been caused, and they are in serious, serious trouble. I'm going to show you what President Trump posted about that. All right, so this was what Elon just posted yesterday on this most recent Twitter files dump. And I mean, keeping up with that is like hair on fire. So basically, it says Twitter aided the Pentagon in its covert online propaganda campaign. So the nuts and bolts of that dump was proving beyond a shadow of a doubt from their own documents, their own records that Elon now owns, that they are using the social media, as well as Google, clearly, as well as the media, to propagandize, to lie, to deceive the American people and the people all over the world, to blame others for their misdeeds and to misdirect the people. And unfortunately, there's still so many who are in that matrix and who are listening to the drinking the Kool-Aid, you're listening to the wrong things, and they don't even realize it. So that's what our job is every day, to share with someone and send them a little nugget, a little something to go, hey, you know, did you hear this? You're not going to hear this on the mainstream news, but this is the real truth about it. And this is what Elon Musk is exposing on Twitter, what they've been doing. And actually, I heard that that Obama had signed some kind of law saying, oh, we can lie to the American people. They've now made that a law, as if they needed it, you know, that they could send out propaganda. Yeah, all this is just stings to high heaven. Real quick and super quick, I was watching, you know, I watch the Tupi report, T-U-P-I. He's talking about, he's on Twitter and on Telegram, and they're sharing what's happening in Brazil, which is just pray for Brazil, because these people who are taking over are just bad news. And so we're really at this precipice where we can't let them take complete control. It's just, it's horrifying what these people have. No compunction. They, you know, to basically turn everything into a communist state where everything's controlled by the government, and it's, you know, they have no rights. But they had a picture of, he had a video where he was showing Argentina, and the people were celebrating winning the World Cup, and they were all out in the on the main roads, on like the interstate, and running along the roads. And it just kind of tells you that the people of Argentina are heavily propagandized, heavily brainwashed into the mainstream media. And that, because it was saying there that only when they were trying to fight the communist takeover, only 3% went out on the street. So you can see how, or did anything online, or, you know, only 3% were active in trying to stop, you know, the takeover of their country. So that tells you right there that they have everything's backwards. They should be getting out in the streets to protect their lives, not over some stupid game. I'm sorry if everybody likes the World Cup. I'm not dissing the World Cup. Fine, I don't care. The point is, what's more important? Get your priorities right. That's the word I was looking for, priorities. Anyway, so that's the latest, is that, yes, this is what Twitter was doing, as well as all these others, I'm sure, and that's all coming out. But basically, we're learning this from Twitter because of Elon Musk taking it over. I've got something really interesting to show you about that. So look at this from Ben Swan. Since Elon Musk took over Twitter, he's already removed 44,000 Twitter pages involved with child sexual exploitation in just India alone. What has really been going on behind the scenes at Twitter? Why was this situation allowed to get out of control in the first place? And Elon Musk says, good question. He has amazing what he has done to put a stop to this evil and to rescue the children. Because, you know, if they can't post these pictures, there's no money in it for them. That's so disgusting, but that's what's been going on. That's really what's been going on. So disgusting. That Twitter was simply a front for child trafficking and propaganda control. That's the point of Twitter. We have used this system to get truth out. Yes, before we were banned, and now we're back, and we can, you know, many of us, my own original account is not back, but I do have another account, and I'm able to post on there, and nothing has been banned that I've posted. Now I've got to be careful, because this one guy posted trying to expose this drag event, but then his account was suspended. Okay, so you got to be really, really careful. Anyway, the point is, that's the point of the social media, is for that purpose alone. And we are using it to get out the truth. And that's why they're trying everything to stop us. All right, and that's why they're so mad that Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. All right, so this was an interview that Chanel Rion did of President Trump. And she asked him specifically what he thought of Elon Musk. And okay, so this is the thing. Many people are saying, well, how could he? He's an AI. He's trying to put a chip in your brain and all that. And I think very, very possible he is trying to expose that this is what they're trying to do. And he's trying to blow the whistle. And by saying he's for it, he's showing the how horrifying it is. Okay. I've been following his posts, and he is, everything he posts is about freedom of speech and freedom. Okay. For the people and to save humanity, to save civilization. All right. So let me see, let me show you what Chanel Rion asked President Trump.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's
What would you give Elon Musk if you were to grade him and grade his takeover of Twitter? What grade would you give Elon Musk?
Well, I don't know, because I think the price was very high, you know, but I hope that Elon's going to be successful with Twitter. I think it's great that he's releasing this stuff because he's showing what a corrupt country we're living in.
Musk actually put out a poll, as you know, asking the public if he should step down, that he'd abide by the poll results. And Mr. President, looks like Elon is hunting for a new Twitter CEO. Any advice for Musk on this one?
Yeah, I think he wanted to step down. I think that's a good way of stepping down, you know, just losing a poll and say, hey, I'm out of here.
But what advice would you give Mr. Musk here in looking for a new CEO?
You need somebody that has a lot of different hats. That's not an easy thing to find in that world. You need technology, you need politics, you need sort of everything. And you have to have business sense, a good business sense. So it's going to be interesting to see who that is. But I think he probably wanted to step down. It was great that he released. And from what I hear, the things that he's got are even more damning than what's already been seen in 7 and 5 and 6. It's even more damning. It's supposed to be incredible.
Well,
and it's a very important part of his legacy.
Some people are saying this is the D class. That this is the D class. Because if there were documents that were D class. You know, if you're not familiar with the board, we've been begging for D class for so long for all this information that's been held from us to be released. And so the thing is, how do you release it where people will even care to watch and to look? Well, I'll tell you, this whole hair on fire at Twitter and, Twitter Files 1 and Twitter Files 2, this is causing people to look and to see. And so I think that this, you know, and as President Trump just said, more is coming. How does he know about that? And that's what I want to tell you in just a second.
I'll tell you that.
It certainly is. Would you characterize him as a hero in this regard?
Yeah, I say he's a hero. I think that it's a big part of his legacy. I think it's more important than other things he's done. And it's very important. He's showing our country was off the rails and still is. We'll see whether or not this helps fix it. But the Republicans have to get a lot tougher.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Love it. Love you, Mr. President. Merry Christmas, Mr. President. All right. So that was an interesting interchange there for him to tell what he really thinks of Elon Musk, that he's a hero. He's a hero. And I would have to agree. Who has exposed such a thing? We have been shouting these things from the rooftops as much as we could. And we've gathered up a lot of people and the numbers of the people who refused to take the jab was 50 million. So we were able to reach a lot of people. You know, some people we just couldn't get them to wake up, right? But we've been able to reach a lot and to help them to see through the propaganda and the matrix. But Elon Musk can reach a lot of people just because of his poll. I think it's 120 million people he has on Twitter. It's amazing. All right, so I want to show you that. Let me see that. Okay, so then, you know what, there's so much I want to show you, but let me do it this way. President Trump just posted the FBI and Twitter colluded to elect Joe Biden. Jesse Waters, in other words, the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. It all became, put it here so you can see it. Let me see. Right here. Yeah, you can see it a little bit better there. It all began a long time ago. They spied on my campaign and tried to rig, R-I-G-G, the 2016 election, but failed. Okay? Interesting. President Trump clearly knows how to spell rig. All right, okay? So he says this. Now, if you look back on post number 452, you will see it's got a strange thing where it's got the G pulled out in brackets. And then so Trump put an extra G in this post. And that's kind of the way the board would work is it was just like, okay, this is a clue for us. What does it mean? You know, it's hard exactly to tell, but he does say, okay, this post says enough is enough. And isn't that the way we all feel? Now, I will tell you, I felt that way back in when this was posted, December 23rd, 2017, when this whole thing started. But now, enough is enough. Enough is enough as in, yes, enough of their evil that they keep doing. But more importantly, enough is enough that we've tried to wake up enough people that enough people are awake. I think that's the other point, that we can go ahead and have this rip the Band-Aid off, so to speak. So then he's got this CONF, AWCJ, whatever. This, it appears to be military code for some kind of military operation. And he says, owls, good hunting, exclamation mark. Okay. So, and then you've got, you know, this G and O. But the point is, what is he telling us? Some, there's going to be some military operation over the holidays. Or even you know, once the Congress goes in January. They are panicking, they know, and they imagine you're a bad guy. They're sitting by the door every day like, oh dear, are they coming to arrest us now? So anyway, this is an interesting little thing that he just put an extra G, and it led many of the Patriots to think that he's talking about this post, that military operations, he's cluing us in that there's a military operation going on right now. All right, so I want you to see that. I'm going to get back to the other thing after the break about this one other thing I want to pull up for you on Elon Musk. But here is, I want you to see how, you know, this is a gigantic event that's going on with Carrie Lake and Amade. Both are able to go to court. And it's, I think it actually starts today, that Katie Hobbs will be called on the stand, as well as was it in Brnovich and then Richard, that they will be called on the stand to tell, you know, to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And it's going to be a felony, as she says, that if they don't tell the truth. Check it out.
She ducked out on the debate, but she can't duck out from taking the stand in our trial. She will have to take the stand. Katie Hobbs is going to have to put her hand on the Bible and swear to tell the truth. That might be hard. And so is Stephen Richer. They're going to have to swear to tell the truth. And I just want to remind them that perjury is a felony. So we're really excited. We're really excited. We have an excellent case. Our trial begins Wednesday and goes on into Thursday. And we need you to continue to pray for our team. This is serious stuff, what's going on here, guys. We have a chance to show the world that our elections are truly corrupt, and we won't take it anymore. And so we need your prayers. Now, we're going to be taking the stand in trial in Mesa on Wednesday and Thursday. We still need those prayers for our team. They're working overtime on this. And I just want you to know that I'm not going to stop fighting. We're going to keep going, as I said, all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to, because if we don't have fair and honest elections, we have nothing in this country. Do you agree with me on that? How many of you agree that election integrity, honest elections, is the most important issue facing us right now? I just want to thank you, because I know that after that debacle on November 8th, that you guys have been standing firm with me in this foxhole, and I know that you won't stop. So thank you for your prayers. Keep them coming. We will keep you posted. Let's go on to victory, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Turning Point.
Yes, that's so exciting. And Hamadeh also, that his, I don't know what his court case is going to be heard, but yeah, this is quick. It just surprises me how quickly this is happening. So much seems to be happening so quickly. All right, so I'm going to show you that. Let's see, before we go to the next thing, let me do this, because there's something I want to get into after the break, but specifically on, yeah, the JFK stuff. Okay, but I was looking last night, okay, about you know that the Bethlehem Star, if you're not familiar with the Bethlehem Star, I've shown that many times. It's on freedomforce.live as well as on the social media. Just search Bethlehem Star, you'll see it. And I've show you exactly what happened and what the wise men saw at Christmas. And it's the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. Jupiter is just the Greek name, but the Bible name is Melchizedek, the eternal king, the eternal king. And so they knew to watch for this because Daniel had become their chief. And so he had taught them. And if you remember, after all the years of Daniel and the Israelites being in Babylon, the king Darius told everyone to worship the God of Daniel. It's amazing. All right. So, if you look on Stellarium, the online planetarium, you follow Jupiter, you will see that there is another conjunction coming up just before Purim in March, March 2nd of 2023, 3-2-2-3, interesting mirror, 3-2-2-3, March 2nd, 2023, there is a conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, right in Pisces, and it's on Crete. Cetus. He is the sea monster, and he has been holding us and pulling us, trying to pull us, the fish, the believers, God's people, down to the bottom of the ocean. And imagine if that's where we are separated from him and set free. These little fish are trying to get away. Anyway, I will tell you more about that when we get back from the break.
Kathy Barnett from the great state of Pennsylvania. I love watching Bright Beyond, and you should too.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Brighty on TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me. And I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Brighty on TV and check them out. That's where we need to grow in this parallel economy.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTSEHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
All right, Patriots, here's what I wanted to show you about Elon Musk. Someone just brought this up. Is Scotty Marr Films? I think he does such a great job. Look at this on QPost 387. Jared Kushner rumors. Now, I'm sure you guys saw that Elon Musk and Jared Kushner were together at the World Cup, and rumors were spreading like, is he going to be this new CEO? And who is in control? Well, we know President Trump is in control. And, you know, about Elon Musk, it's not really about him, but is he in control? under President Trump, which I would say yes. I think willingly, but either way, willingly or unwillingly, the graphic update. This is an exact post. Timestamp on Kushner drop is 6:23 p.m. Both Q6231823 mentioned Twitter. Twitter percent owned. Other ownership stakes in the U.S.? Question mark. What happens if seized? Question mark. Who controls? Question mark. In other words, if these assets, what's more important, to own a building or to own Twitter, the, you know, one of the major social media giants in the world? You know, it's, this is huge. And to have not just, you know, he, as we've seen many times, he's purchased a crime scene. He now owns all of their dirt, and they tried desperately. James Baker was trying desperately to remove all of the evidence, but there was no way. It's like trying to empty the ocean with a thimble. There was no way they could remove all of this as hard as they tried. And then even if it's deleted, is it ever really deleted, right? Just like we saw with President Trump's post about, you know, go home, you know, that was there. And people have found it, even though they literally deleted his post. He's saying, I know you're hurt, but go home. And that's what he told us to do. And of course, they deleted that. This is the very type of thing that they've been using to propagandize. They would take away the good things that people would say, and they would, you know, and they would make us out to be, you know, insurrectionists. But anyway, look at this. What happens if seized? Who controls? Who controls the controllers? Who controls Elon Musk? Who controls all these levers of power? And so the reason I'm saying this is because from this standpoint, from the board, as well as from biblically, to go, you know, God is in control. This is bigger. This is biblical. This is, so, you know, this is, we're going to win. There's no doubt about it. So even if they're doing another $1.7 trillion and that idiot Zelensky's coming over to get all this cash, it won't do them any good. This is what it talks about in the Major Clues for Minor Profits books. It won't do them any good. It will all be seized from them, and they will be helpless, as Habakkuk 2 says. They will not have get to enjoy any of this. We're going to defeat them. This is the giant band-aid that's being ripped off of all humanity, and they will be gone. We will look for our enemies. We won't be able to find them, and this is that will be set free, like calves skipping out of the stall. I'm going to read that to you here in Zephaniah 3 in a second. Anyway, so who really is in control of all of this? And President Trump just said that he's a hero. So who is he doing this of his own free will? I think so. Maybe not. It doesn't really matter. The point is, the military is in control. The patriots are in control. We've known that all this time. So look at the executive order 12-21. If you don't remember about that one, this is an amazing one. This is one of my personal favorites. He said, if anyone was involved in human trafficking or corruption, their assets would be seized. And that's why I don't even have to look lately. There's a whole big list of all the assets that have been seized. And this list goes as long as your arm. You know, all these people have had their assets seized. That's why they're panicking, because they were involved in human trafficking and corruption. And that's why this executive order is so important, because if they lose their assets, then they can't do all their evil. All they've got is just the talking heads, the bobbleheads on the mainstream media. And they had Twitter, but now they no longer control Twitter. So you see how they're losing the chess pieces. Now, the new puppet master, direction, not deal. Interesting. Okay, so then, I want you to see that. And then on the board it said, let me see, and I don't know the exact number of this one. And I'll share the link. This is on the Scotty Films video. That's not it. His channel is Scotty Martin. If you look for that on Telegram, I don't know if he's anywhere else, but he's on Telegram. Lawless, think logically. We haven't started the drops regarding human trafficking. He's already doing all these drops on how the FBI and the collusion, how they were propagandizing and all that, and how that there was a child pornography, but they haven't started doing the talking about the sacrifices, the worst, right? They haven't even exposed that, but they did expose what I'm going to talk to you here in just a bit about, you know, what they did to JFK, and that bombshell broke just this past week. Gigantic. This is what we're getting for Christmas is this D-class. We've been wanting this D-class. Enough is enough. It's time for this all this truth to come out. So those good who know cannot sleep. Those good who know cannot find peace. Those good who know will not rest until those who are responsible are held accountable. Nobody can possibly imagine the pure evil and, oh, I don't guess I have the rest of that one. No, not that one. Okay. Here at the end it says, be careful what you wish for. That's exactly what Elon Musk said about the CEO. Imagine President Trump being the CEO, but technically, I think he really is. As the world turns, could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI? What happens if all their dirt that they've been posting, how they've been using Twitter and Facebook and Google and the mainstream media, if all that is exposed, what happens to the FBI? What happens to the DOJ? What happens to the special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI, DOJ, Prey case could be challenged. Okay, so he was talking about, this is gigantic for everyone to realize that our justice system has been absolute evil. And it needs to be challenged. Those need to be challenged. They need to be challenged because so many people, the righteous have been punished and the evil ones have gotten away. They need to be challenged. Anyway, so that is interesting that he used the term, be careful what you wish for. Again, that is something that for us who've been watching the board for all this time, that makes us remember, ooh, this is language directly from the board. Okay, I want you to see all that. What if the text suggests foreign allies were involved? Forget the Russia setup. This is only the beginning. Okay, so that's what we just learned on the board yesterday, was that these people have been doing, blaming Russia and all of our enemies, whatever, all these other people for their own crimes. And because they controlled the media, they controlled the narrative. The people are just like that. What I saw in Argentina, they're just running through the streets and just believing whatever they're told. And thankfully, 50 million of us in America are no longer believing that. And more, you think those 50 million people aren't talking every day to somebody and trying to get people to realize, don't listen to them. These people will jab you and kill you. Don't take the flu shot because it has the COVID jab in it. And they're not telling you. I mean, the laws they have broken are endless. I'm so glad that we can talk on Brighteon and all these other channels, and now we can tell the truth on Twitter and on Truth Social and all the different social media that we now have access to tell the truth. This is, they can't stop it now because we're telling the truth on here. You think all these people who've been chomping at the bit to tell the truth for all this time, that they're quiet now? Oh no, each one of us. That's what we do on the Freedom Force Battalion. We share this information as fast as we possibly can. And look who shared a gigantic piece of information on Tucker Carlson, one of the most widely watched shows in America, in the world, really. His show is highly watched. He told everyone that the CIA was involved with the assassination of JFK. He said it. He just outright said it. Check it out. I say said. Check it out. Come on. Okay. It's not going. Huh. Interesting. I don't know what happened to it. All right. So it's okay. But the point is, he did say that. And good. Look, check out what Robert F. Kennedy said. He said, the most courageous newscast in 60 years. The CIA's murder of my uncle was a successful coup d'etat from which our democracy has never recovered. That's what he said. The Kennedy family has not really said all this all these years. They didn't have the platform to do it, and they would have, no telling what would have happened to this family. It had to be enough is enough. It had to get to this point where we have enough people awake that they can't kill us all. They can't kill 50 million of us as hard as they try. They can't silence, they can't jail 50 million of us who refuse to take the jab, who refuse to listen to the baloney anymore, who are awake and not buying into the bull. All right, so yeah, wasn't that amazing? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said this about what Tucker said as far as bringing out this truth, and he did it twice, because then he talked with Miranda Devine, and he shared it with her. They discussed it, and he says this is no doubt about it that the CIA was involved. Well, not just involved, they planned the whole thing, and that's what they do all over the world. Now Bannon, check out what he said.
You can see now in this country, and this is just like ancient Rome. History does not. This is just the Praetorian Guard, where they got into the habit of overthrowing the emperors and picking their own emperors. This is Kennedy to Nixon to Trump. They tried to get Reagan too, but they got those three. They assassinated one. They basically impeached and forced the other from office. And now we know in 2020, Mike Lindell, that they forced Donald Trump from office.
Okay, so he also is blasting out that truth. In the Truther movement, this is something that we've known for a long time. And so, but understand that when these guys who have such huge platforms, they are shouting this out, this is going like wildfire, and it all makes sense. And why will they, give us all these documents except the ones that say the CIA did it, right? And if you haven't seen the movie, the video, it's like a 2-hour video, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick, you must watch it, because it shows you how exactly how they plotted every meeting they had, and exactly names and who did it and how they planned it and who exactly shot him, and all it tells in excruciating detail, and you've got to see it. Everything is a Rich Man's Trick, and surprisingly, Patriots in Control, that video has not been removed off of the web. You can find it. It's actually on YouTube, I think, surprisingly, shockingly. All right, so this is gigantic that this would come out. And to be honest, they did so much damage to Reagan, either from when he was shot or afterward with drugs, that he was not able to really fulfill his term. We have been a third world country, really. We just didn't even realize it, because we're like, oh, it's the lone gunman. Come on, give me a break. Look at what President Trump posted. He posted this clip from the Nuremberg movie. Don't tell me that he's not calling them out and letting them know we're coming for them, and we're not playing footsies. This is not a game. This is not tiddlywinks. This is hang 'em high. This is Nuremberg trials. And we're not, and the Bible says clearly not one will escape. Not one will escape. This was in Amos 9. I just read that to you the other day. Again, all these are in my books. End Times, did I close it? I think I closed it. End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Major Clues from Minor Prophets. The Minor Prophets told us exactly what was going to happen. That these people, not one would be left. It's absolutely amazing. I'm so thankful. As much as I love End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, decoding Revelation and understanding the truth about end times and it's opposite of everything they told us, it's I might even love Major Clues from Minor Prophets even more, because it is as clear as a bell. All right, so I want you to watch this little clip.
Rudolf Hess. On the charges of crimes against humanity, the tribunal finds you not guilty, but we find you guilty on counts 1 and 2, and thereby sentence you to imprisonment for life. Admiral Wilhelm Keitel, guilty on all 4 counts. The tribunal sentences you to death by hanging.
Defendant Hans Frank, the tribunal finds you guilty on counts 3 and 4, and sentences you to death by hanging.
Julius Streicher, guilty on count 4, crimes against humanity, death by hanging.
Defendant Schacht, the tribunal has come to the conclusion that the evidence...
All right, so President Trump posted that. What does that tell you? He is letting them know we're coming for you. Enough is enough. And okay, just we have to prepare ourselves with steely nerves that we cannot allow these people to escape justice. We have to get our mindset such that these people who have intentionally tried to destroy humanity in a thousand different ways must be held to an account. This is treason, and we cannot play with treason. We cannot pretend like this. This is why they've tried to make our children, you make us where we don't, you know, no one ever gets a spanking anymore. Actually, someone, a dear friend of mine, who was saying that as a child, she was like, didn't want to, you know, her parents to spank her. And, oh, they told me, you're not allowed to spank me because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now she's like, these kids need a spanking. They're trying to make us where no one ever is held to an account for their crimes. And, no, you know, the evildoers get away scot-free, not anymore. And look at what President Trump is saying. He's telling them, no, they will not get away. Not one of them. And this is biblical, no doubt about it. And then Elon Musk says the same thing. He posts this from, he reposts or responds to Mark Andreessen on code 241 and 242. You might not be terribly familiar with that. He responded, interesting. Just so you know, let's brush up on code 241, conspiracy against human rights. Let me see if I can read it. It's not there. Anyway, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district in the free exercise, blah, 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 with all this, they shall be fined under any terms of, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Isn't that an interesting thing for Elon Musk to reply? Interesting. This is it. This is why I'm saying this is right now. It's just coming in torrents, in waves. And as the Lord says, that they won't know what hit them till the flood comes and washes them all away. Look at code 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Whoever does this, okay, uses it under color of law, saying this is the law, this is the law. But they're using that law to remove our rights, okay? It, like saying that you have to stay locked down. You have to take a shot. All these things. If they're doing this under the law, color of law, then they will be in prison for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Using the law to as a bludgeon over us. This is treason. We've got them on treason in, seven ways to Sunday, as Schumer would say. All right, so then, this is something else. All right, so my time is running out. All right, so I want to read a little bit of Zephaniah to you guys. Look at this, what it says in Zephaniah chapter 3. Again, if you haven't read the book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, definitely go and get that and go to freedomforce.live. You can download the online, download the audiobook, and you can listen to it. And it might take two or three times to listen. I've got audiobooks on both of them. It might take two or three times to listen to it, but you will love it. And it'll all start to come together. It takes a while to come out of the deception. Therefore, be patient, says the Lord. Soon I will stand and accuse these evil nations, for I have decided to gather the kingdoms of the earth and pour out my fiercest anger and fury on them. All the earth will be devoured by the fire of my jealousy. Now, okay, when it says that all the earth, don't think of it, it's people all over the world. Okay, it's not every man, woman, and child, clearly. Okay, those who've done evil are going to have the fury of God's anger. When he says jealousy, it's jealous to protect his children, to protect his people. Okay, that's what he means by jealousy. And then look what happens to us. I will purify the speech of all people so that everyone can worship the Lord together. Remember how Mike Lindell keeps saying we're going to have this great revival. And he knows that. I don't know if he knows about Zephaniah 3, but you know that there's going to be a miracle. This is all throughout God's word. But there's a miracle that we all come together. Hughes also talked about that. I will purify the speech of all people so that everyone can worship the Lord together. Even the people, my scattered people who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come to present their offerings. People all over the world will worship the Lord because there will be no more deception, as Revelation 20 says, for 1,000 years. On that day, you'll no longer need to be ashamed, for you'll no longer be rebels against me. Look at this. Look at this. For those who are left will be lowly and humble. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel, O God's people. Okay, it's not about ethnicity. Oh, God's people, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment. The Lord himself, and he will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. I'm going to read that one again. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. I have to read that one again because I love that one so much. Verse Zephaniah chapter 3, 15. The Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last, your troubles will be over. You will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. Look at that. The Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness, with his love. He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I love this. My time is completely running out. Let's pray before we go. Thank you again, Lord, that we are living to see this day. Lord, give us spines of steel and steely resolve that we are going to hold these accountable who have done such treason and such crimes against humanity. Thank you for all these who are so courageous to bring the truth out. And thank you that the truth is enough, and that this truth is going everywhere now. We have true ability to speak the truth on Brighteon and on Telegram and on Truth Social and all these different platforms. Lord, I thank you that you've given us this ability to speak this truth, to understand it, and also the ability to share it. We pray that you would touch the hearts of the people and awaken them so that they'll be able to receive this truth and come out of the matrix and the brainwashing. We pray all this in your great name, King Jesus, and because we're so excited that you will live among us. Amen. I love you guys. I will see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.